This homily is coming from the Black Abbey in Kilkenny, Ireland. I am Father Jim Dunleavy, and there's a very interesting point to raise. There is a magnificent 14th century stained glass window of the 15 decades of the Rosary in the Black Abbey. It is one of the great treasures that we have. And interestingly enough, that this year, the Irish postage stamp, the Christmas stamp, is from a panel of the wonderful window that we have here. It is the Nativity. And it's a great source of pride for us that this is recognized and will be advertised throughout the world, really. And it is fitting, too, that we remember this as we celebrate the feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the temple. I would like to read from a short passage from St. Luke's, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8. His mother and his brothers came looking for him, but they could not get near to him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside and want to see you." But he said in answer, "My brother, my mother, are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice." We have no great scriptural evidence for the presentation of Mary in the temple, but following the custom of the time, it is pretty sure that Joachim and Anne, if they were so named, brought their little girl and presented her in the temple. The temple, which was the extraordinary presence of God amongst the Jewish people. And this child was brought to the presence of God. And this is the child who later would bring God into the world in the incarnate Son. And she is the one who would stand up and hold up for the world the infant as we would celebrate at Christmas. And she will be able to say, "This is my body, this is my blood." For Mary was the one who, above all creatures, lived and practiced the word of God. She, more than anyone else, was so close to her Son. And we, in our own way, need to follow Mary. We go to the presence of God in the Eucharist in so many ways. And we are the ones who are to show Jesus Christ to the world. This is the Word made flesh. By our preaching, by our teaching, by the way in which we live our lives, the presentation of Mary reminds us of the need to be one with Christ and bring Christ into the world. Lord our God, at every moment you await the response of our faith. Grant that we may allow the Word, who took flesh in the Virgin Mary, to bear fruit in our lives, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.